Army Green Beret Ivan Castro deployed and fought in Bosnia, Iraq, and Afghanistan, but his most difficult battle began in a hospital ward in a dilapidated Walter Reed Medical Center, where he awoke after a mortar strike to find that he'd lost his eyes. Castro tells his incredible story of service and survival in the book Fighting Blind, a Green Beret story of extraordinary courage. It is written with best-selling co-author Jim DeFelice, who wrote American Sniper, and the book is a tale of battle and courage. Again, Fighting Blind, a Green Beret story of extraordinary courage, and we welcome Ivan Castro to the roundtable this morning. Ivan, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's an honor to be on a show.
An honor to have you on the program. What led you to want to tell the story?
You know, after many years of just people asking me to speak and tell my story and help out with resilience and team building and just encouraging people about overcoming adversity and obstacles, everyone kept on saying, hey, you need to write a book. Your story needs to be told. And I decided, okay, everybody's telling me I have to do this. I guess I am. So through a friend, I was placed in contact with Jim DeFelice. And it just worked out. Jim is a great guy, and together we embarked on this journey of writing this book.
When I ask at what point was it when you decided to write the book, I mean, you had gone through a lot, and you read in the book about being overcome with depression, and so you come out of all of that, really, and I assume come to a good place before you say, okay, I'm ready to do this.
Yeah, you know, I had an amazing life, you know, just like everyone else. You know, sometimes you have your struggles, you're a little bit of obstacles, speed bumps in your way. But once I was injured and I went through that portion of sadness, survivor's guilt, depression, you know, anxiety of the unknown about being blind and having to think or at least change of my approach of being able to meet all my goals and dreams. You know, you go on in your life, and then you have another setback of my wife leaving me, and you know, recovery of that, and then you know, I thought it was something that maybe I could help someone else through my story, you know, and you know, the book is a story of my memoir, but. I tried to display my 28 years in the service and years, you know, my upbringing with my family and just the deployments that we had during that time of service. Deployments to Saudi Arabia, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Bosnia, Albania, Kosovo, South and Central America, Afghanistan, and Iraq. And how diverse our unit is, our military is, and just the great people that helped me before my injury and now after I've been injured and everything that I've been through.
You are a captain, decorated active duty special forces soldier. Service includes stints in the 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions as well as the Army Rangers. Bring us to the day of the injury. What happened?
Yeah, first of all, Since that came out, I have been promoted to major.
Congratulations.
I'm a major now in the Army. And to tell you about the day, I remember we were in a terrible position, the location we were at. We were ordered to occupy that position. And that morning, I just knew that I had to get my men out of that corner that we had occupied. We knew that we could move to another location and still provide cover to that ground that we were on from a higher vantage point. So we were inside a compound, a walled compound. We were on top of a roof to be able to look over the wall. And so my guys were on top of the roof. I was inside the building at the time. I was packing my idols, my assault pack. And my goal was to get on the roof, tell my guys, get off, and look for a better vantage point from up there, from the rooftop. And as I climbed up, I looked around, I saw a structure. I said, yep, that structure there. From there, we could cover this area this corner, you know, through fire, because I was a platoon leader for a scout and a sniper section. And told my guys, pack it up. And right when I went to pick up the hand mic to call my boss in and let him know that, hey, we're going to move. This area is too exposed. And the enemy typically attacks around this time. Rounds came in, and one landed off the rooftop to my right, and the next one landed right center on the rooftop about 5 feet to my left. And that round killed two men in my unit, Justin Dries and Ralph Porras, and left me severely injured.
You write in the book, there's a chapter called How I Lived. You say, let me make this clear, in any other war, I'm dead. How so?
You know, the advancements in medicine. I believe that modern military medicine is just amazing. Today, we've learned just more about the body and how to apply first aid, life-saving measures of stopping bleeding, opening airways. And I think our men and women are taught a little bit more on that phase of first aid, you know, of polytrauma, our medics and our equipment, you know, from our field dressings, our different materials, and the taboo of not putting a tourniquet on someone's limb does not exist. You know, back then it was like, oh, you don't put a tourniquet on, but nowadays you could put a tourniquet, you don't have to crank it the whole way down, because we know that in a matter of less than, you know, less than an hour, we'll get you to a major, a cache or mash, you know. Lessons learned, you know. And we were very fortunate on that occasion. We had an amazing and talented surgeon on the battlefield with us at the time.
You write about faith in the book. You had anger with God.
I did. You know, I'm a man of faith, and still to this day, you know, I still am. I say I'm a man of faith, not so much a man of religion, you know. But I have no problems walking into any service or church or and attending and listening to the word, and I still am a man of faith. You know, I believe in a higher power, the Lord up above, and I pray every day. When I was injured, I questioned my faith, because at the time I prayed in hope. I had hope every night that the next morning I'd be able to see, and you know, I felt like God wasn't answering my prayers. And I saw the agony and emotional distress that it was putting my family through, and the pain. And I was like, why put my family through this pain? Why was I left alive? It was just better off that I would have died with the other men of my unit. Why did you spare me? And I think I was being a little bit selfish at the time. The first thing I wanted was my eyesight to regain my eyesight, and I say this, you know, it's kind of selfish at the time now, because I wasn't being grateful for the things that I had, and that is, I still had my mental faculties, I still had my mind, I was able to breathe and speak, and I had my hearing. Although my arm, especially my left arm, was badly injured, mm-hmm. with an open bone humerus and torn deltoid and injured ulnar and medium nerve, you know. But, you know, the doctors were able to save that arm. And so I still have two arms and two legs. And in given time, I'll be able to be somewhat functional, you know. So it was just greedy, you know. I just had to be grateful for what I had and not what I've lost, you know. Two men died, and I've had plenty of men that have died that in combat, you know. So I was just, you know, I just had to have faith and see that there was a purpose in life, and and my purpose. You know, the way I look at it today is to be able to impact or help someone else, even if it's one person. If I could change the life of one person, inspire, motivate, or if I could plant a seed in their brain or in their hearts of being able to appreciate life, be grateful, think positive, surround yourself with positive people, and to take one step forward, then I think I did my job for that day, you know. If I can inspire and move two or three or ten, oh, man, that's a bonus. But if I can move one person or be able to be kind to a person, you know, and pay it forward, then I'm happy.
Ivan Castro is our guest. The name of the book is Fighting Blind, A Green Beret Story of Extraordinary Courage. You have a tattoo on your back of St. Michael. Did you get that before or after the injury?
I got that after the injury. I did.
I mean, and then that
St. Michael is a patriot of those who serve, especially in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, I didn't realize that was on the book. I totally forgot. But yeah, I do have St. Michael on my back, and surrounding him, I have in a circle. I have footprints. Some of them are side by side, and some are just one set of footprints. And it's footprints in the sand, you know. There's times that the Lord is walking by my side, and there's times that He's carrying me. And it's in a circle, because that circle is never ending. That path is never ending. There are good times that He is walking beside me, and I know there'll be times that He'll be carrying me. And also, there's a cross, and it's the cross that I carry. It's my weight. And I always say that everyone bears their own cross. They carry their own cross, and their weight may vary. And, you know, I always say that, you know, you just have to look to the left and right or in front of you and see that people are carrying a cross as well. So, and their weight might be heavier than yours, you know. And you just, they carry it with honor and courage, and they persevere, and they just move on, you know. And underneath, there's a little, in Latin, it says, "Here I am, send me." I believe that I want to be a servant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to serve the Lord, so.
You contemplated taking your own life. You had depression. And really, and a large part of this book is what got you out of that, of finding something. And the thing that you found was running and training to run for marathons. And this became a very big part of your life. And what is it, do you think, about, and not just marathons, but cycling, and what was it about these pursuits, do you think, that gave you a goal, gave you a purpose, and gave you something to work on?
Hey, you know, it's funny. It started off realizing that when I was in that hospital bed, I had lost so much muscle. And when I came to, and I lost muscle just laying in bed. I was heavily sedated. And over time, I started to, you know, since you're not moving, you're just laying in bed, you know, your muscle starts to weaken and fade away and eat at it, you know. So then when I came to, I just started eating and eating and eating, and I wasn't strong enough to even stand up. I remember the first time I put my feet on the floor after I woke up, you know, of my injury, after they lowered the sedation. And I remember placing weight on my legs, and they had a leather belt around me, and I had two therapists, one on each side, and I stood up, you know, with their help. I transferred, you know, my upper body weight onto my legs, and it just, that's all I had was 2 seconds, and I immediately had to sit back down, and I broke out in a sweat. I was just sweating, and all I had was a gown on, and I was just pouring sweat, and it took so much energy and strength to stand up for 2 seconds, That's all it took. Just stand up straight, and I sat back down on that. And I realized, my wife told me, because I was in that state of funk, that, hey, listen, when I roll you down the hallway, there are mothers and fathers and wives that look at you, and they wish that their loved one was half of what you are. And that was a real kicker. That was a real kicker in the butt, you know. And then I also realized that, I had come back from the battlefield, and I had still men who were out there conducting the mission. And although I was blind, you know, when they come in my room, they say, Lieutenant Castro, I was still an officer, and I was still a husband, and I was still a dad, and bills had to still be paid, grass still had to get cut, the world continued on, my guys were still fighting, so I could not surrender there. And that, my wife at the time, because, she's no longer with me, but at the time, she, that was the kick. She didn't sugarcoat it. And, I realized that I had to make a change in my life. I couldn't be depressed. It wasn't going to lead to anything. I wanted to be the same man I was before. And training and getting ready to be able to stand on my feet, I realized that, hey, I'm going to have to eat right. I'm going to have to double up my physical and occupational therapy. I'm going to have to double up. And I had overheard a nurse and a resident talk about the Marine Corps Marathon, and that's what I did. I wanted to. That was my first goal. And with everything in life, I when I set a goal, and I'm my mind is determined, and I put all my energy and strength in it to make it happen. And that's how I started doing that. And I wasn't deploying. So I did my first marathon, and just a response. And I saw that, hey, I'm able to get a hold of the media. I'm able to use this as a platform to be able to encourage people and motivate people and move people. And that's what this book is about. Yes, it talks about my experience in the battlefield and how I recovered, but this book is a book for everyone, not only for those who are military or law enforcement or firefighters or those who serve, but this is a book for mom and dad and youth and the elderly. You'll find yourself wrapped up in this book. You will see yourself in this book because I talk about everyday challenges.
When it comes to the everyday challenges are certainly in here, but then there's things that happen that are out of the ordinary. You got to hang with Britain's Prince Harry. Cool.
He's an amazing man. Prince Harry's an amazing man, and when you really get to know Harry and you see, he's so humble and down to earth, and he is genuine and loving and caring, and he really is passionate about just, the mission that he's set out, his grandmother's mission, his mother's mission, his father's mission of being able to do good around the world. And he's just a great guy, and down to earth. And just like anyone else, he puts his pants one leg at a time. And you can sit down and have a cup of coffee or a beer, whatever it is, And
you went across Antarctica with each other.
We did. We did go to Antarctica, to the South Pole, and he pulled his own weight. He didn't get no special treatment. He ate the same thing everybody did. He drank out of the same bottle everyone else did, and he pulled his own weight. He's there to support the military around the world. And you can see it with him doing the Invictus Games. We had, I think, 18 nations at the Invictus Games, to include Iraq and Afghanistan,
Mm-hmm. What is your current role in the armed forces now?
I am on my final leg here. As we say in the military, I'm about to face out, take a knee, and drink water. So I'm days away from retirement, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've enjoyed my life. I've been able to be part of that history of the pages of history from Desert Storm, Desert Shield in Bosnia, Albania, Kosovo. And I look forward to retirement. You know, I'm sad. I've always wanted to do more, but I realize that it's time. It's time for me to get out and be able to help others out of uniform. And so I have a nonprofit, which mission is to promote education and employment. In 2018, I'm trying to assemble a team of special forces, Green Berets, injured men, to go to the North Pole to challenge themselves, but also to raise awareness and to raise some funds for my nonprofit. And I'm looking forward to that, you know. My nonprofit is called Special Operators Foundation, and it's a 501c3. And I look forward to continue to help out in some other nonprofits that are out there that are doing good. So, that's what I'm doing.
Well, in the meantime, the name of the book is Fighting Blind, A Green Beret's Story of Extraordinary Courage. The book is published by St. Martin's Press. Ivan Castro, a great pleasure to have you on the program and to talk about your great service and your incredible journey.
Thank you so much. And also, just I remind you, Jim DeFelice is my co-writer there on the book, and amazing man. You know, he wrote American Sniper as well.
Right.
And very talented, and it was great to work with him. And Jim is just an amazing friend.
Well, congratulations on the book, and it's beautifully put together. And I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you so much, sir.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is Fighting Blind, A Green Beret's Story of Extraordinary Courage, published by St. Martin's Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.